This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to Open for Business. This is Frida Liu, and we're talking about cakes. It's been a while. I'm here with Noorani Adriana Mohamed Rizal of Gula Cakery. Congratulations to me for saying that correctly. This is a homegrown Malaysian bakery. She's got a baking school as well. She's come up with a recipe book and also the superb winner from Toraju a couple of years ago. And this is a business that's grown surprisingly and accidentally, right?
Correct.
So tell me first, how did it all start? You were 21 years old. Okay.
So I was 21 years old. I was still studying. I was doing bachelor's in early childhood education. So it was actually my first year. So I was thinking, hey, when I get back home, what am I going to do? So I baked some cakes. And then I started baking. I told my mom, hey, why not I go for a baking class every weekend? You know, just to fill up my time and learn something. So when I went for the classes, I did a lot of cakes together with other friends. So what happened was I brought my brownies. It was just a brownies. And they were like, hey, that's really good. Can I learn from you? I was like, what? You want to learn from me? That's okay. So what happened was I started to do classes at home.
Okay.
So I started my Instagram. So it was zero followers. Really sad. So I had to call my friends and family, come follow my Instagram. And then when I started teaching, I said, hey, I can teach adults too, because I teach children more. So right. I teach.
Which was your education, early childhood.
Correct. So I started teaching for kids age of 2. So after that, I was like, oh, adults is fun too. I mean, you know, I can help them out to bake at home and things like that. And then it started to be a weekly thing. I started teaching every week. So from there, I was like, then I graduated 2015, so bachelor's in early childhood. So I said, I want to have a kindergarten. I was like, oh, that's a bit difficult. You know, that's a lot of paperwork, and then I got to handle more kids and parents as well. A bit more serious.
Right.
So I said, okay, let's have a cafe since we love to cook.
Okay, so it was the teaching first and then the cafe.
Correct, correct. So it was, I wanted to just have a school. But if I were to just have a school, what would the parents do? Drop the kids and then what? They're going to go somewhere else to wait. So I said, you know what? Let's have two floors. Let's have the parents wait for them, or the parents can see them baking and enjoy the cakes that I bake as well.
So the cafe came about. But your Instagram following, which helps you your business, became, had a larger following because you gave some to Vivi Yusof.
Correct, Vivi Yusof. And she's such an entrepreneur right now and such an amazing entrepreneur right now. She's doing so well. So what happened was I just gave brownies to her and then she posted on Instagram and then boom. Then you have more followers. And then more and more and more followers. So from there, I started to gain about 5,000 followers, 10,000. But I think 5 years ago or 6 years ago, social media wasn't really that going crazy. We didn't even know how to edit pictures. Mm. Yeah, so it was have the frames and things like that. Then after that, it got better, I think, right now.
Okay, now you got over 120.
Correct. 121,000 followers
To be exact. Although, okay, it might change even as we speak.
Correct.
And so then after, you now have four outlets
okay. Coming to five this November.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about the second one started where.
Okay, so the first one is in Kota Kemuning, Shah Alam. So that's the flagship. Basically, it's a baking school and a cafe.
That was 2015.
Correct, 2015. Mm. And then 2017, we had our second outlet, which is in IOI City Mall, Putrajaya. I know people be thinking, it's really far. Why are your locations are not at the prime area? But we still feel that it depends on your customer base, where they're
from. Is very family oriented.
Correct. And I feel that in IOI City Mall Putrajaya, the mall there is great. You have a lot of kids' activities, and our location is right opposite the ice skating rink. So parents send the kids again for ice skating classes, and then they can sit for cakes. So that's the second outlet. The third one is in Malacca, which is for tourists, basically, and we love the area. It's by the river, so people can enjoy the cakes. It's a different concept. The fourth one, which is just, we just recently opened last April, which is in Eco Arden Setia Alam. So it's also a very family-like cafe with kids' playground.
Was it your decision to open, or is it like they asked you, they know you, and then sort of like it goes from there?
I think what happened was now, I think the second year or the third year, malls are contacting, you know, sort of like they say, hey, would you like to open up, you know, a small kiosk here or a cafe? So I think even IOI and then Eco Ardens, they were really keen for us to bring the crowd there. Mm. So we felt, okay, why not have a try for our kids area?
And you took part in this this competition organized by Taraju. You were the super winner.
Correct.
In so 2015.
So we opened up the Gula Kekri Kota Kemuning in September. So we were actually, I was discussing with the family, so where do we get funds from? You know, how do we, what do we do now? Because opening up a cafe is no joke. It's really, really expensive, you know, the equipments especially. So what we did was we Googled up. So we were like, okay, our funds. And then we saw, oh, there's a grant coming up. So let's apply. Yeah, that's about it. So we open up the website. You're supposed to send in a 1-minute video of your business proposal. So basically, I propose my kids' baking classes there. So how I can help kids to enhance their skills while baking.
Okay, so this was a baking school. Then from there, though, you won. It was a half a 500,000 ringgit grant. And then from there, you also started your commercial kitchen.
Correct.
And if you were to say, what is the bulk of your business? Is it the cafes? Is it the baking school?
Okay. So yeah, everyone asked me that question. So what is it actually that you do? You have the cafe, you have the food, you have the cakes, you have the kids, the parents, the mommies. So I think it's the cakes because I started off with cakes and glasses. So the cafe complements it very well after that. And I feel that now it's more of like an even thing out where people come for the cafe to eat because not everyone wants to bake. So I think now the cafe is going very well and I sort of complement it with my classes that I run on a weekly basis.
And they're all called Gula Kekri.
Okay, one is Gula Kekri. So another one is Gula Petit because Petit is small. Mm. So that's the one in IOI, City Mall, Putrajaya. The one in Melaka is called Melaka Cafe by Gula Kekri. Mm. So the fourth one is Andra by Gula Kekri because I just gave birth last year and my baby's name is Andra. So I took Andra by Gula Kekri. Very family-like.
Okay, so the name is good. And the baking school is Gula Kekri.
Basically, we have sub-names actually. Okay. So we have Gula Guru. Okay. So basically, I'm the teacher that teaches the class.
Okay, so this when people do people ask you then, what is the goal? Are you planning to franchise? Are you planning to do all these things? You know, do you is that a goal?
Okay, so I think when I started very young, of course, I wanted to like, okay, let's just grow big. Everything is about growing big and things like that. But I think once where I got the grant from the government, I have a coach that tells me like, hey, you know what? You can't be having your goal like, okay, 5 years is just going to like grow big, you know? So you have to see yourself, what's your capacity like? What can you do best? So I feel I do not want to just franchise everything because I feel that it's not easy.
Yeah.
So just going to go slow and focus on what's best and what's our strength.
And you find that with each outlet you have, or each different entity, it has its own personality.
Correct.
And you can, it's still a by Gula Kekri.
That's right.
But it all has its own kind of style.
I mean, in Kota Kemuning, Gula Kekri, people go there for cakes more. You know, they enjoy the cakes. You know, one table, you can see up to 10 cakes. They're like enjoying themselves. But in probably in Setia Alam, in Eco Ardens, there are more of like people who wants to eat because over there it's not easy to get Western food and Malay dishes. So basically over there, it's more of the food. And then you see one will be cakes. Because Kota Kemuning is where I do my classes as well.
I see. Yeah. So what sort of food do you serve?
Okay, so we have my mom's bestseller because she cooks the best nasi tomato ever at home when I was doing my class. So then we brought that menu to the shop. And then I like to eat a pesto sandwich, pesto pasta. I love all kinds of Western. So we do that kind of dishes as well. Very homemade.
Okay.
But we try to do it off a cafe level, like a restaurant like. So I see a lot of Pinterest to really understand how a plating should look like because I'm not a chef, but I love to cook.
Okay.
So I think it comes by with a passion.
So when you started from in your own house, teaching. That's what, 6-7 years ago?
Correct, when
to
I was
where,
21.
To where you are right now, and you've got about almost the fifth outlet as well, right? What have you learned about yourself as a business person? We'll talk about that in just a moment. I'm here with Noor Ariani, Adriana Mohamed Rizal from Gula Cakery. You're listening to Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
Books, figurines, movies. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
This is Open for Business. Good morning, Frida Liu here, talking about cakes and food, mostly cakes. I'm here with Noor Ariani, Adriana Mohamed Rizal of Gula Cakery. I love that name. She, of course, Gula Cakery, they're coming up with their fifth outlet.
That's right.
They do lessons, baking lessons. And she was also the superb winner for Taraju organized by Taraju in 2015. You have also come up with a recipe book.
Correct.
Tell me about the recipe book.
Okay, so basically what happened is I wanted to come up with something that I feel it could help a lot of housewives at home that wants to bake, but you know, they don't have the time to go for your classes and they want something easy. I think everyone here, you know, if you see like Yummy on Facebook or Instagram, what they do is they do a very short video on how to bake cakes. Everything now is it has to be simple, nothing complicated, not with a lot of ingredients. So what I did was I come up with a planner. So it has where you can actually jot down your activities or your plans. But in between, I put in about 6 to 7 recipes in there of my signature cakes. So we managed to sell, in 2 weeks, we managed to sell about 500 books at that time. Mm. So it was really, really good. So I actually get a lot of taggings through Instagram that they started baking all my cakes that I do. So okay, it's really good.
Okay, so I want to talk a little bit about the different aspects of business, like logistics, right? How do you handle the logistics in your business?
Okay, so actually it's not easy because we've been trying to look for a driver and we wanted to have our own van with our own, you know, logo and things like that. But I think we have not really reached at that.
Do you work with the likes of GrabFood and Foodpanda?
Yes, we do. Okay. Yes, we do. But we can't really bring cakes too much because it will melt and it's the logistics side is not so good. But for delivery side, we just have to use a third party, which is Lala Move. We also have Go Gets. Mm. So they actually help to deliver cakes for us as well.
Okay, so that's the logistic part of business. Setting up the commercial kitchen, was that an easy process?
Oh, no, it wasn't because, you know, I don't design kitchens to begin with. I don't know where to put the chiller, the stove, the wire, the mixers. So it was more to hiring a good contractor where they tell you what to do. And when we hire good contractors, they actually have experience in different cafes. So they basically design. But, you know, after 1 year, then you started to change. Yeah, I don't think the chiller fits there. Mm. So after a year, you're like, okay, let's just change it to another site. So I think it's more of a learning process because all of us have no experience in F&B especially.
Okay, so when you talk about cash flow, who helps manage that for you?
Okay, so my sister helps to do the cash flow. She's an accountant because I don't do much of the accounting side. I do more of the baking side. So she helps with that and we have an accountant that checks. Apart from that, of course, my coach from Superb Taraju that will always you know, check on the cash management and the flow of how the business runs.
Okay, like so what were some insights that the coach gave you that you never realized before? Said, oh yeah,
you know, like sometimes when you think that I'm like why does suddenly people just run away from your shop? Is it me? You know, it's always like, is it me? Is it because I'm young and people are just like, yeah, like it's okay, you know? But when he was telling that, you know, because running F&B is never easy, and after I checked through doing some research, market research, the turnover for staff for F&B is really high. Yeah. It's really, really, it's just keep on changing. So I was like, oh, okay, so it's not me. But then again, the key point that my coach tell me is you always have to be a team leader. Mm. More of, because the one that works together is actually very young. All of us started very young. I started when I was 21. Mm. So of course, we did not have any directions on what to do. So I think it's more of leading and being a team leader and you know, communicating with the whole team to make it work.
So I was talking about HR. That's a challenge, right?
Correct, really.
And even with, you also have foreign workers.
Correct, that's right.
And also that's in terms of getting permits.
Of
and
course,
all that.
It's really, really tough. But I think at the end of the day, if we go by the process and things like that, so it sort of simples things out.
What do you, apart from the baking side of things, do you enjoy the marketing side of things?
Yes, I do. So I actually handle my own Instagram. We do not have anyone that, because I think the team is still small. I still focus on the cake. So I would still hire more people on the kitchen, on the baking, on the production side. So I think now going to the fifth outlet, I might look into having a team on the office side to do the admins and to have a marketing person that will market the business as
and
well.
And the fifth outlet is going to be where?
It's in Kota Damansara. It's called Tropicana Gardens Mall. It's a new mall that will be opening probably end of December.
Do you worry whether, oh, it's going to be near here. Do you worry like whether it's going to work, whether it's not going to work?
Yes, of course. We had that every time another outlet, we want to open another outlet. Oh, will there be people? I don't know. Like, what's going to happen? But you know, we're thinking in the mall, that everyone's there. You know, people want to go to the mall.
Right.
But the thing is about when you open up in the mall, you got to see the location. Mm. So for the fifth outlet, we had to go for the lower ground, which is near to the supermarket.
Right.
So we felt that when we go to the supermarket, of course, going to drop by for some cakes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, I know like with your business, almost the whole family is involved.
Yes. yes, it is. So I'm a very, very family oriented person.
Tell me about, you know, everybody from the father to the uncle.
Yeah, I know. To my grandma. Okay. So my grandma would ask me, what's your sales like every day? You know, so, you know, and I, even though I'm the youngest, I still feel it's a very, very...
So she really is the chairperson.
Yeah, she is, you know, at home. So my dad is the manager for the company. Mm-hmm. So he handles mostly the HR part. So my sister runs the accounting part. Of course, I need someone to handle the cash flow. Mm. And I have myself that runs the production, which is more of the cakes, of the menu. Mm-hmm. Then I have my brother who does the interior design. Mm-hmm. And my mom, who handles everything. Like, mostly she takes bits, pieces of everything and comments.
That's not done by other people.
Correct. You know, she's always the one that sees in a different picture. Mm. Then my grandma who checks the sales on a daily basis.
And your uncle as well.
Yes, and my uncle and my auntie. So my auntie has also a few menus that she puts in. So if I was like, Ma, your nasi krabu tastes really good. Why don't you just sell it at the shop? Mm. Yeah, so there goes the recipe, which sometimes you can't remember the recipe because you know how you cook at home. So you're going to force them to write down and then you're going to teach to cook. Nah. Correct. The like campak je. So you know that campak part? So we're like, no, you need to have like measurements. Like cakes, you have teaspoon, you have tablespoon. So what is it? It cannot just be like... Rasa, you know? So, yeah. So, those are the things that we learn is actually consistency. Mm. So, at the end of the day, my coach tells me that when you're in F&B business, you're not cooking for your family, you know?
Yeah.
Because if someone really likes your food, they're going to come back.
Right.
And then, don't tell me the next day you don't know how to do it and it doesn't taste the same. So
Have there been challenges though? I mean, you know, because you're family oriented, but at the same time, sometimes it's difficult to say certain things.
Of course.
Because it's family. How do you handle it?
Yes, because I'm the youngest. So you see, but I think at the end of the day, because we're family, you know, some people say doing family business is a bit difficult because you have different say. Mm. But I think at the end of the day, the family bond that makes it happen, you know, I think I'm going through the fifth year already and it's also because of them.
Right. No, when you do your marketing and of course you said IG and how about the other social media platforms? Do they work for you as well?
Okay, so for Facebook, I think because now Facebook has a lot of, people are posting more of their status and things like that. So what I like about Instagram is because it's merely pictures. Mm. People just want to see pictures and they go to the location. And now it's a trend where people go places which looks nice, which is Instagrammable. You know, they call the word Instagrammable. Mm. So I think if you would, social media for Instagram works well for me, but we also want to do partnership with others, you know, like Foodpanda, GrabFood, where they promote for you as well. But they do pictures too. And I think they're doing great via Instagram as well.
Okay. So I think like it's for you, your marketing, I guess beyond social media, not so much social media seems to work very well for you.
Okay. Right. Because we tried to do flyers and all, but you know, you need to use people to send out the flyers and things like that. And also now no one is going through flyers and looking through, hey, there's restaurants here. People are just... This is one step away from your phone. You're just going to like, okay, best places to eat in Shah Alam. So you need to be there, you know.
Okay.
So
okay. Like so now you're about to have the fifth outlet and all that. I mean, what have you learned about yourself as a business person? What's your advice to people who are thinking of, you know, I want to do this?
Okay, I think now there's a lot of entrepreneurs who are very young, who starts very young, you know, sometimes even at the age of 17, you're already selling something. And I think now everyone can sell anything on Instagram, on social media. But what I believe is, I think never be ashamed to ask for help. You know, you're always there. You can, because now I think there are coaches, there are mentors, and people are sharing about how they start their business. So I think it's not wrong to go for classes.
Right.
And also, if you're looking for funds, this is where Superb Teraju comes into the picture. You can just search out for funds, grants, where they can actually help to boost and also get the capital that you need.
Okay.
Because sometimes to have a business, you need capital, and we don't have that. So that has lowered down our, you know, confident level. We're like, where are we going to get the money? But you want to start off something.
Mm.
So apart from that, it's also just be you and do not compare yourself too much with, you know, other people. I think at the end of the day, you know what's your strength, you know what's your weaknesses, but it's not wrong to have someone that you look up to.
Right.
But, you know, do not compare yourself too much that, you know, it stresses you out and you want to be someone
else. So what have you identified as your strengths and what have you identified as your weakness?
Okay, so I think, like I said, my weakness would definitely...
the accounting.
Correct. I'm like admin work and all, because it's not easy. I think when you want to have a business, you want to do something, you need to know how to do the paperwork, because not everything comes into hands-on, because I'm a very hands-on person. So I think you need to have a good team. You can't do alone at the end of the day, because you can't be doing the admin work, and then you want to meet people, and then you want to do all the telephone calls, you want to do your Instagram. So, you know, like for me now, even I'm running the Instagram myself, I have to go to the shop just to take the cake pictures.
Right.
Because I don't have anyone else to do it. I still have to drive. So my house is 5 minutes away. I go there. Because if I have my staff to take the pictures, and I'll go like, you got to edit at this, you know.
Right.
Because now food, people eat through their eyes first. So they see that, like, oh, looks good. So yeah. So I think my strength is definitely just like editing pictures. I like to do plating and ensure that the food is good quality wise. So I can do that. Meeting people, communicating. But, you know, apart from that, I think you need a good team to run your business as well.
Okay.
Not so, just alone.
So, but your strengths would then be the marketing side of things.
Correct. I think that I could engage, and also because I like to speak as well. I like to communicate, you know, you like to go around meeting new people. So I think I can just focus on that too, and also creating new flavors for the cakes.
Which is currently one of the hot favorites.
I think now everyone is going through local madness vibes of like durian, cempedak, cendol, and all those kuih muih. So I turn it into cakes lah, which I feel that, you know, if you have the same flavors, people will be like, oh, I want to go there again, but the cakes are the same. So you always need to innovate something. Because at the end of the day, a business can really work well if the product it's good. I mean, I understand that service is good as well.
Yeah.
It's very important. But the basic is you need to have good product, comes into the service as well, comes into the managing people. So everything goes well together.
All right, thanks. And, you know, all the best with your journey. It's been an exciting journey. Of course, another baby on the way. I've been speaking to Noor Ariani, Adriana Momarizal from Gula Cakery. You've been listening to Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.